Okay, so I want to remind you of a scripture that we have heard many times before. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do a collage of a number of them because we need to bring back to our remembrance. We can learn the scriptures, but then if we're not applying them to how we live our life, they just aren't, the power that's in them isn't coming forth and being effective. Okay? In the words. Do you understand? So I want to remind you, Sean, you'll sit up, please. Thank you. I want to remind you that out of the treasures of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do you understand? Do you remember that? We've talked about that. So I want to ask you, what treasures have been in your heart for the last 24 hours? Because I keep hearing you talking about the camping trip, and the stories that I'm hearing are talking about someone else sort of in jest and just laughing at their expense.
No, I actually like Gracie, but it was kind of funny some of the things she said.
Well, I understand, but all I've heard is the disparaging stuff. So out of the treasure of your heart, the mouth is not speaking the kinder things. You haven't talked a bit about liking her. You haven't talked a bit about, I know that you do, but I haven't heard that coming out. So this is a trap that's been set for you. Because I know you like her, and I know that you honor and esteem. But what's been coming out the mouth has not been honoring or esteeming. So you need to go back and realize right there. That shows that a trap has been set for you. And it's the enemy that set the trap. Are you going to step into the trap, or are you going to go, oh, wait, that's against scripture, that's a trap? I know people around us do funny things, and sometimes people are doing funny things because their purpose is to be funny and make you laugh. And to talk about that and laugh about it would be acceptable and appropriate. But when somebody's just being who they are and you find it comical, then to sit around and just talk about that behind her back is almost like slander and gossip. But we're supposed to outdo each other in honoring. Do you remember that scripture? We're supposed. We're supposed to esteem others higher than ourselves. Yes.
What is good about Gracie?
No, Gracie is actually a lot better than a lot of the other girls in HD.
She is?
Well, yeah, I mean, she's younger, but at the same time, she's not really that
But
young.
I thought she was a dumb little kid that couldn't do anything.
No.
That's
She's
what you say.
actually,
Do you know why Sean has that impression? Because that's all that's come out of your mouth. You're not even thinking that, but that's the impression that's been left because the only parts that have come out are those parts.
She's not really good at a lot of things, but she's willing to try them. Even some of the, like, going deep in the woods stuff that she was really scared of, she was actually willing to try it, and she did. And
Now you're talking about different things. Now you're talking about courage and valor. And boldness. Those are characteristics that we want to be thinking about and talking
it kind of
about.
sounds like a little kid's movie. I'm scared, but I'm gonna try
But that's what she did. She was
Oh, really?
scared.
Like Splash and Bubbles?
She
I'm
was scared.
scared, but I'm
Janie,
gonna do
Sean,
it and go without thinking.
that's enough of that, please. Talk about somebody who was so young and so scared of the woods, but would boldly go in those woods to play with the bigger kids, even when she was scared. That's boldness. That's courage. Courage isn't not being scared. Courage is doing it when you're scared anyway. I want to just put a check on you guys so that you learn how to catch what the devil places in front of you to trap you. Okay. Do you guys understand that? Okay. It's very important if you're not following what the word says. Think only on those things that are true and holy and good and righteous, of good report. Esteem others higher than yourself. Outdo each other in honoring. And remember that what's coming out your mouth is an indication of what's deep inside your heart. So those are things that help you to catch the traps that have been laid for you. Because the word says that part of his protection is that you will not fall into the snare of the fowler. And it's the shelter of Most High that protects you from the snare of the fowler. But the snare of the fowler is laid before you right now. What will protect you from stepping in it and getting caught? One thing, the Word of God, Jesus Christ himself, that's your shelter. And if you're thinking always about the Word of God, and if what you're doing and what you're saying is lining up with the Word of God, it will keep you out of the snare of the fowler. So for the rest of the day, I want you to realize there's a dangerous and painful trap sitting in front of you, and you're going to have Jesus eyes to prevent stepping in it and getting caught. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. This is why all this word has been put in you. It isn't just so that you can recite verses and answer my questions in the mornings. It's so that you can live it out. You're being prepared as young people to be able to live this out. And I'm training you so that for the rest of your years in our household, under the guidance of parents who are watching, you're learning to do it yourself. So by the time that you step out to live in the world yourself, you're very practiced. Daddy.
You're just laying there. Whoa, Tully's biting. Oh, whoa.
Okay, that's blood enough.
Is everywhere.
Blood is everywhere?
Blood is all over the place. There's
some clumpy dirt. Okay, the interruption is over. I want to make sure we close not with a cat fight on our minds, but with what I just taught you. Because I'm going to tell you, the enemy does not want you to get this. So tell me what it is that I've taught to you.
What's in your heart is what your mouth is going to say.
And what have I warned you about for today, Sean? You don't know. That's what the enemy had hoped that cat fight would do. Well, good news for you. I recorded it, so you can go back and listen to it until you get it. Okay? Sean, Janie, tell me what I warned you about today.
That you need to stay away from the snare of the fowler, that whatever funny things or whatever happen, it's just a trap and you shouldn't really talk about it. You should just leave it be.
It's okay to enjoy memories.
Well, you can't laugh about what happened.
Janie, I'm going to clarify for you. It's okay to enjoy your memories of the camping trip. Even the funny things that people do. It's really okay. The problem is that ever since you got home, that's all I've heard. So it's beyond just enjoying some cute memories. It's gone to something dangerous. That's the difference. Okay? Do you understand?
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
Okay. So we'll go back and talk about it more in depth.